world. This is the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the Dream Podcast Network. And I am your host, always doing the most, Franklin J. McCoy III. But you can call me Frankie. And welcome to my favorite part of the year, NFL, baby. It's back. Woo! I'm so happy.
Hey!
Woo!
Go!
Woo! Yeah, baby! Hey, Mambo! Week one, NFL, are you ready? 2019, and we're ready for it. You're on the best show for NFL insight, entertainment, comedic relief, anything you wish. Baby, I'm here for you. It's Franklin J. McCoy III, but you can call me Frankie. And once again, this is the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the Dream Podcast Network. And what we're going to do at this time is recap the scores for Week 1, 2019 NFL. And let's start off September the 5th, Thursday Night Football. We had the Chicago Bears hosting Bay Packers with a score of Green Bay 10, Chicago Bears 3. Monday Night Football, September the 9th, we had New Orleans Saints with a great game against the Houston Texans. New Orleans Saints at home versus the Houston Texans. That score was New Orleans Saints 30, Houston Texans 28. Now, for the meat of the week, or the Sunday, September the 8th. Now, let's go over the scores. Tennessee Titans pummel, beat down the Browns 43-13. The Baltimore Ravens with the astonishing beat down, stomp, drag out, don't come back, hurry up and bye, 59-10 against the Miami Dolphins. Once again, Baltimore Ravens 59, Miami Dolphins 10. Minnesota Vikings hosted the Atlanta Falcons. Minnesota Vikings 28, Atlanta Falcons 12. The New York Jets hosted the Buffalo Bills, but the Buffalo Bills prevailed. Buffalo Bills 17, New York Jets 16. Philadelphia Eagles 32, Washington Redskins 27. Carolina Panthers 27, Los Angeles Rams 30. Jacksonville Jaguars at home versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City 40, Jacksonville Jaguars 26. Next game we had the Los Angeles Chargers hosting Indianapolis Colts. And that final in overtime was Los Angeles Chargers 30, Indianapolis Colts 24. The luckless Indianapolis Colts 24. Now, Seahawks hosted the Cincinnati Bengals. Seattle Seahawks 21, Cincinnati Bengals 20. And the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, against the New York Giants. Dallas Cowboys edged that win out. Dallas Cowboys 35, New York Giants 17. Next, we had an OT overtime. The Arizona Cardinals 27, Detroit Lions 27. That's right, folks, tie game. OT, Detroit Lions 27, Arizona Cardinals 27. Now, my team I love, I live by, stand by, breathe by, San Francisco 49ers beat up the whatever you want to call them, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Bucks, whatever you call them. San Francisco 49ers 31, Tampa Bay Buccaneers 17. Last game of them all, New England Patriots 33, Pittsburgh Steelers, you got it right, single digits, 3. New England Patriots 33, Pittsburgh Steelers 3. And we're going to get right into it. Because that's what we do on the Real McCoy Sports Podcast. It's a crazy NFL week. We had a lot going on. A lot of moves. Odell Beckham Jr. went from the New York Giants over to the Cleveland Browns. We had Zeke, the freak, with the holdout. He had to go to Cabo until the owner, Jerry Jones, got his mind right and realized, I need to pay this guy or else we're not going to win anything. And right before week one, oh, yeah, he pulled the money out and stop being so cheap. Even though he's really not cheap. He's a good owner. He pays his guys. Covers up the dirt and pays his guys. But he tried to play hardball with Zeke the Freak. Finally brought him back and it paid off. A lot of things been going on. A lot of moves. Moves here and there. Shake and break. We had Nick Foles over with Jacksonville Jaguars. Went from the Philadelphia Eagles, led them to a Super Bowl, now is with the Jacksonville Jaguars. A lot of things going on. I'm glad football is back. NFL is my love, and I know it's your love because you're tuning in to the Rhett McCoy Sports Podcast on the Dream Podcast Network. Now, let's get to the Thursday night football game against Chicago Bears, against Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers, my man. Woo! That was a good game. Now, I won't lie. It was a close game, defensive game, 10-3. But there's a lot of points need to be made. First point is Aaron Rodgers, my favorite quarterback in the league. Is he my favorite of all time? Maybe so. I don't know. I like Michael Vick. Michael Vick is my favorite. If I had to win a game, Michael Vick is, and both quarterbacks from both teams are going to play their best. If you said, oh, they're going to play their best, give me them at 100%. Their mind is sharp. Who are you going to pick to win a game? I'm picking Michael Vick because he can kill you through legs, throwing. Aaron Rodgers is, I would say, the most gifted quarterback as far as playing the quarterback position, as far as just arm. Take the legs out. Michael Vick can win that hands down. He had a big arm, accurate, and he could run. That's what made him so effective. But Aaron Rodgers is pinpoint. He's accurate. He has an arm. He's smart. He has a little athleticism to get away from pressure. He's just that guy. Stephen A. Smith says it best. Play that clip, because Stephen A. Smith.
He's a bad man.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Play that clip again.
Because
they don't understand.
He's a bad man.
Let's talk about just how bad he is.
Now, why is he a bad man? You look at the score, you say 10-3. That doesn't impress me. That's not an eye popper. Wow, 10-3. If you would have watched that game, I watched the game in its full entirety. He got sacked 5 times. The beginning of the game, the first 2 quarters, he was getting pressured. Khalil Mack attack, and the rest of the boys were bringing it. That defense is legit. Chicago should be proud of their defense that they assembled on that back end. They should be proud of the front end, the back end, everything. They're good. They're solid. Solid D. Now, Aaron Rodgers struggled mightily with little help. But he still managed to get in the end zone. He still managed. Let's look at the numbers. QBR 35.6, not impressive. Completion percentage 60. Passing yards 203 on a good defense. Any other defense, that would be about 450. Now, touchdowns, 1 touchdown. Jimmy Graham. Now, completions, 18 out of 30. Not bad. No interceptions, sacked 5 times, no fumbles. That was pretty good. Now, let's go. We're gonna go to number 10, Mitchell Trubisky, a.k.a. Mitchell Trubisky from Chicago Bears, quarterback Chicago Bears, 26 of 45. Not great. QBR 16.1. You heard it right. 16.1. Completion percentage 57.8. Pass yards 228. Pretty good. No touchdowns, 1 interception, also sacked 5 times. Now for the game, the highlights of this game. 409 in the first, 38-yard field goal by Bears' Eddie Pinheiro, which made it 3-0 with 4:09 in the first quarter. Now, second quarter, 8-yard pass from Aaron Rodgers to tight end Jimmy Graham for a TD, which made that 7-3. Then tack on a field goal after that. Made it 10-3. But the story wasn't Aaron Rodgers. It wasn't the Chicago Bears defense. There was 2 stories. First story, Green Bay Packers defense. Now, I'm still not sure who to blame this on or who to give the credit to. Either the Green Bay Packers defense has improved mightily and played their tails off that game, or Mitchell Trubisky really sucks that bad. I mean, I looked at him and I'm like, I would rather have Tim Tebow playing quarterback right now. And he's not even in the league. They said he couldn't throw. I would rather have him throw. He looked like he throws better than Mitchell Trubisky. It looked like he could have at least got in the end zone one time against that Green Bay Packers defense, which was horrible last year, for the last couple seasons, horrible. But Mitchell Trubisky had an absolute hard time moving. He moved the ball okay, but getting the ball in the end zone. He had some drops, I give him that, but he was horrible. 16.1 QBR. Now, out of all the quarterbacks, I would say this line explains it best. Right here, this line.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Now, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. Goodbye. Because if I was the owner of this team, you've been here for, this is your third year. Now, most people saying, oh, yeah, this is officially his second year quarterbacking. You were so horrible, I might just trade you. I might just release you. Because you Bears, you were not going anywhere with this guy. You're not, and you have some weapons. I looked at your offense. You got a running game, good running game. Decent receivers. You guys got enough to put points on the board. With that defense, oh, you guys should be in the NFC Championship. But with him, with Mitchell Trubisky, you're not going anywhere and you're wasting a lot of the team's time. You're wasting all this good defense. You're wasting it. And it's not going to get you anywhere because when you get to postseason, you're just going to get put out. So if I was the owner, I would look you in the eye, Mitchell Trubisky, say, this is your release papers, and the reason why I'm releasing you is because of this. Yes, and that's that. And if I was on your team, like I said before, everybody line up and everybody gets a turn and just smack him in the face. He doesn't need to be punched yet. It's first game. No broken noses, but just everybody slap him. Maybe that'll wiggle something in his brain to just play better because you sucked. Get him out of here. You're done. Now, let's go to the highlight of the week. I would say the most anticipated game of since the summer. This was the most anticipated with all the moves for Cleveland Browns, Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, Baker Mayfield, as I call him, who I actually like. Now, all the additions, they even got running backs from the Chiefs. But he can't play yet. But all this hype, they're going to the Super Bowl. They're good. Oh man, Cleveland. Oh man, the Browns are—they're going to be the best team next to the Patriots. They're going to be. I seen it coming. I seen it, let me remind you guys of the score. This is the reason why I'm talking like this. Tennessee Titans 43, Cleveland Browns 13 at home. Let me say it again. Cleveland Browns 13 at home. 13. Tennessee Titans 43. It was a blowout. And it was bad. It was close early. We'll go over the breakdown. But before that, this is the reason why I seen it coming. But even after the Odell Beckham Jr. trade, I was like, yeah, that's good. Okay, yeah, he got some more weapons. But this reason and this reason alone is why I seen it coming. Greg Williams, defensive coordinator from the New York Jets. He was the interim head coach after Hugh Jackson was released. They played great for him. The defense played awesome for him. They killed it for him. Baker, yes, he's not an offensive guy, but Baker did his thing under him. I don't care if Freddie Kitchens was the offensive coordinator, and he should have stayed that. Greg Williams should have stayed the head coach. And I guarantee you 100% if he would have been the head coach, I'm not saying wins or losses, that game wouldn't have been like that. That game wouldn't, not against Tennessee. I don't love that offense. That offense isn't demoralized. It doesn't demoralize you, doesn't overpower you. It's okay offense, run-based. Good tight end, Delanie Walker from my San Francisco 49ers. But other than that, if Greg Williams was head coaching the Cleveland Browns, in my personal opinion, they would have won. But wins and losses aside, it would have definitely been a more respectable game than 43-13. And it was like an anticipated birthday party for Baker Mayfield. It was like, oh, man, we're going to show you week one what we're going to do. And soon as Baker Mayfield felt the thrashing that Tennessee gave him, this is what he felt. It's
my party. Oh, why? We were supposed to win. Why is it going like this? What's happening? I thought we were better than this. Ah.
That's what he felt. It was that kind of day. He was getting ran through like a rag doll, just tossed around. That's what it felt like. Just felt like bulls trampling, just running them over. It was like, I want to get away. You know that Snicker commercial? You want to get away? You just need a Snickers. You're acting like it's my party. 25 for 38, 285 yards. Pretty good. One TD, three interceptions, INTs. What did Odell Beckham Jr. do? 7 receptions, 71 yards. Pretty much 10 yards every catch. Marcus Mariota, 14 out of 24. 14 out of 24. That just tells you a lot about what that offense did to him. Nothing really. It was all defense. It was all Baker's fault. 14 for 24 for Marcus Mariota, quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. 248 passing yards. Pretty good, but he still stinks. 3 TDs. Some of those TDs were short pass to Delanie Walker. We'll go over that. Now, let's go over that. Derrick Henry, running back for Tennessee Titans. 19 attempts, 84 yards, 1 TD. Average of 4.4 yards a carry. Now, first quarter, what do we see? We saw Dontrell Hilliard with a 4-yard rush for TD, extra point no good for the Browns. And Tennessee followed that up by a field goal with 6 minutes, 32 seconds left in the first quarter by Cairo Santos, 37 yards. Second quarter, 9 minutes, 39 seconds, number 22 running back Derrick Henry, 1-yard run, which put Tennessee up 10-6. With 1:42 left in the second quarter, Cameron Wake had a safety on Baker Mayfield. That started it. Third quarter, 11:53 on the clock. Cairo Santos again, 53-yard field goal, which put Tennessee up 15-6. Now, Cleveland followed that up. 2 minutes, 10 seconds left in the third quarter with David Njoku, 3-yard pass, tight end David Njoku. Now, 1:57, Tennessee followed right back. 1:57 on the clock in third quarter. Derrick Henry again, 75-yard pass from Marcus Mariota, which put Tennessee Titans up 22-13 at that point. And the fourth quarter was a Delanie Walker show. Ex-49er tight end, 12 minutes, 32 seconds. Delanie Walker with a 4-yard pass from Marcus Mariota, which put Tennessee up 29-13. Then with 9:03 in the clock, Delanie Walker with a 7-yard pass from Marcus Mariota, which put Tennessee up 36-13. And with 3:02 on the clock, Baker Mayfield threw a pick six to Malcolm Butler, expatriate corner Malcolm Butler, 38-yard pick six, which put Tennessee up 43-13. And that was the night for the Browns, or should I say the day for the Browns. It was horrible. It was a thriller. Thriller, and I'm talking about Michael Jackson thriller. It was bad. You know I'm bad. I'm bad. Woo. I actually watched a lot of that game. And Tennessee has a pretty good defense. I'm not sold on their offense. I'm not a big fan of I'm not a big fan of Marcus Mariota. I don't know. That offense, it reminds me old school though. I do like the run game. I do like Derrick Henry.
they squeeze by. They find a way to win. I don't know why every year Tennessee, it's just, I know they're bad. I know they're not going anywhere, but they find a way to get in the mix all the time. And so that was that day. Baker Mayfield, he had a coming out party with his new squad that was just a moment to forget. And he will try to forget that. But 43-13, it's hard to do in the NFL. You got to do better than that, Baker Mayfield, especially with the weapons you supposedly have. I'm not a big fan of Odell Beckham Jr. just because he made that one-hand catch that put him on the map. Really? Just, you know who else had a wonderful catch and he wasn't one of those? Brandon Lloyd, ex-49er, ex-Chicago Bear. Nobody probably knows about him. He used to play. He used to make circus catches all the time. Better catches than Odell Beckham Jr., but that didn't skyrocket him to the top of the wide receiver class. No, you actually have to be a baller. Now, is Odell Beckham Jr. a really good player? Yes, he is. Is he a great player? No, not in my opinion. What has he done? What has he done besides go on a boat ride before an important game and then lose that game? Go on a boat ride and then come to the pregame of the postseason game with your shirts off in like 10-degree weather, trying to show you're tough, and then you lose. So that's pretty much a story of his career. He hasn't done anything. And why is he given so much praise? That's the problem with this world. We're praising all these unaccomplished people. Just because what? They dyed their hair, they made one good catch, they got a nipple ring, they got a toe ring. What are we praising them for? What have they won? Now, let's get to my boys. Niner boys! Woo! And the reason why we always cover the Niners, win or lose, even though this show doesn't really cover losers as much. We talk about losers, but we don't cover losers as much. But 49ers, I am from San Francisco. I am a Bay Area boy, San Francisco team. Basketball, football, baseball, whatever you want. I'm a native. I love all the teams here. Now, San Francisco 49ers came up with a big win against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right? And my boys, 31-17, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is actually they're decent. Better than what I thought. What it appeared to be was going to be, it appeared that they were going to go down fast, but the Buccaneers, pretty good team, but the 49ers put it on them. Now, number 10, quarterback Jimmy G, Garoppolo, a.k.a. porn star Jimmy G, with 166 yards passing, one TD, one interception, QBR 57.7, which was 13th among all quarterbacks. Not so good. To his credit, 49ers had three touchdowns negated by penalties. So let's get that. And number 19, rookie Deebo Samuel, wide receiver for the 49ers, lost fumble, which I was particularly disappointed with. Let's go to the other side. Number 3, quarterback Jameis Winston, Krabby Patty, Mr. Krabs, stealing crabs himself in college. Jameis Winston, 194 yards passing, one TD, three interceptions, two interceptions brought to the house, pick six. All right, one of them, Richard Sherman, my man, Sherm. Stay off the Sherm, but my man, Sherm. 31-yard pick six. Number 23, Akiyo Witherspoon, 25-yard pick six. And also was picked by number 53, Mark, I don't really know his name, Zioka, linebacker, Mark Zioka for the 49ers. Yeah, it was one of those games. It was a back-and-forth game. Without those picks, I think we would have took the L. Our offense, we have weapons. We do have weapons. Pettis, we drafted a lot. It didn't look good. Garoppolo does not look like advertised. He's not as advertised. He's not. He's not that guy. I used to think he was a mini Aaron Rodgers, the way he played and threw the ball. I don't know if it's the injury. I don't know what it is. He's definitely regressing. He's taking a couple steps back. He looks gun shy. He's missing throws. He used to be accurate. I don't know what it is, but I'm happy with the win. Our defense looks good. The defensive line played exceptionally well. Mr. KKK himself, Nick Bosa. It's just a joke, but not really. But, yeah, he's a good player. Glad to have him, him and Adolf Hitler. But we'll take him as long as he sacks quarterbacks. We'll take him. Now, we put the pressure on him. Now, I love our defense right now. Offense, I don't know what you guys are doing. Kyle Shanahan, get that together. Because this is my team. I love my team. I stand by. I live by. I dream by. Breathe by. San Francisco 49ers. So we pulled out the win, but we got Cincinnati in Cincinnati on Sunday. Let's please take care of them. Please take care of them. And that'll be that. On the Real McCoy Sports Podcast Show, Dream Podcast Network. Yeah. And let's go over. Right about this time, we're going to go over our standouts of the Week 1 NFL 2019 standouts. Two players stood out as the shiners of the week. The Real McCoy Sports Podcast Show shiners. Number one, Tom Brady. Number 12, Tom Brady, Pimp Tom Pimp. New England quarterback, 341 yards passing. Three TDs, no interceptions, QBR of 88.5, which was seventh among all quarterbacks, and they annihilated the Pittsburgh Steelers. Annihilated. Oh, my God. Ben, Big Ben, only 3 points, 33-3. They couldn't even smell the end zone. They couldn't even breathe touch. Is it AB? Is it Le'Veon Bell? What is it? Does Tomlin need to go? Does everybody? Oh, you're all out of there. You're all out of order. But or is it that Tom Brady and New England's defense is oh, my God. They look like they have the best defense in the league. If not the best D, the best secondary in the league. The McCourties, man, they look good. They look good. And Tom Brady, what can I say but this?
The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Tom Brady is the Bret Hart of the NFL. Play that again.
The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
So when you say this quarterback's the best, this quarterback's the best, you know who the best is besides Aaron Rodgers. He's just the oracle. He's like a unicorn. Keep him to the side in the corner, top left corner. Don't look at him because he's like Jesus. All right? And one more time, Tom Brady is
the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
And that's why he keeps winning Super Bowls. Or is it because they cheat? It was one of the two. No, I won't do that, Tom Brady. They won that Super Bowl handily over the Rams. I like that. And they look like they're going to repeat. They look like it's going to happen again. Now, the next standout. Woo, this brother did his thing. Woo! Oh, he looks so good. They said he was going to be a running back. They tried to make him a receiver. The typical, we don't want your black, you know what, running ramshot over this league and taking this. You're not going to be the next Michael Vick. Why don't you just be a receiver, please? Please? No, be a running back, please? Would you please? No. 342 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, QBR of 99.4, which was first among all quarterbacks. Lamar, Action, Jackson, Louisville University's only pride son. And what did he do against the weak old Miami Dolphins? He did this. He laid the smack down on their candy, you know what? If you needed to smell this. You needed to smell this. Rock, I need your help on this one. La 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 la! What Lamar is cooking! You needed to smell. If you smell la 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 la!
what Lamar Jackson, Action Jackson, is cooking. Play that rock again. Woo, that was an entertaining game. Sometimes you're tired of all these close games or these soft blowouts, 21-3, 28-10. Sometimes you need just a blizzard. You need just a smackdown candy, you know what, 59-10. Damn. And you know what happened after this game? Reports are that most of the team asked for trades. Their agents, and they reached out to their agents. I want to get out of here. I want to leave. I'm tired of losing like this. But not failing to realize, and the reality of it all was, it was you on the field. You causing this 59-10. You are the reason. Don't call your agents. Don't ask to leave, because if you leave, they might do better. Because you're the reason why they're losing like this. You were on the field. You were getting burnt by Hollywood Brown. You were getting burnt you were getting torched by Lamar Action Jackson. All right? And woo, that made me love the NFL. Now, before we get to our ending story of the night, I would like to say our love and our support still goes out to Colin Kaepernick. Former 49er quarterback, took us to a Super Bowl, almost won it. I love Colin Kaepernick. Still better than probably 85-90% of the quarterbacks in the league. I think he's better than Russell Wilson. And if you look at the championship game, that last championship game against Seattle, he played way better than Russell Wilson played against the quote-unquote Legion of Boom. Now, let's get this straight. That defense was not better than the 49ers defense at that time. Now, let's get something very straight. The secondary was better. But our linebacking core, our defensive line core, was way better than Seattle's. Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, and the rest of the boys were way better than Seattle's. Now, they had Richard Sherman and all them on the back end, Earl Thomas and all them. They were better, but the whole defense was not better. So let's just get that straight. Now, for Colin Kaepernick, still doesn't have a job. Eric Reed has a job. Shout-outs to Eric Reed. Support, love. Shout-out Carolina Panther safety, 25, Eric Reed. Still playing in the league, just signed an extension. But Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job. But Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Nick Foles suffered clavicle injury, and they have Greg Minshew. Minshew? Who sent you, Minshew? Minshew quarterbacking, and you still have Colin Kaepernick out the league? Hello, Jacksonville. How about giving him a call? You're saying Minshew is better than Colin Kaepernick? It's just even Miami. Do you guys need a quarterback? I think you do. 59-10. I think you do. All right? It's just we gotta support this. We gotta get this through. Colin, you need a job, baby. We trying to get you in the league. Now, ending story. Woo. Now, Mr. I Need Attention himself, Mr. Big Chest, Mr. AB, Mr. I Don't Want to Come to Practice, Mr. I Don't Need to Practice, Mr. I Show Up Late to Meetings, Mr. You trade me and we'll find out. Oh, we traded you. Well, I don't like Oakland Raiders, so I'm going to act like a clown to get out of here. I'm going to act like a baby to get out of here. All right? Now, I actually like him. He's actually my favorite receiver, but this is the Real McCoy Sports Podcast show on the Dream Podcast Network, and I am the Real McCoy. I am, so I keep it real. He is my favorite quarterback, talent-wise, and don't compare him to T.O. T.O. and him have two different issues. T.O. was a consummate professional on the field. Now, on the sidelines, he got into it with people. But he played his butt off and off the field. He didn't get into any trouble. He didn't do what Antonio Brown does besides crunches on the sidewalk. But Antonio Brown, he wants attention. And I think it's a bigger issue. I think it's something going on. It's either personal. It's either he's going through some things or he's just having – it's just one of those mental things. He's just having something going on, or he's just not – He's just not mentally stable at this point right now. And I think that's the issue, because it looks like a deeper issue. It doesn't look like this is who he really is. Like, sincerely, I believe that. Other people, I would say, that's who they really are. Like Greg Hardy, he's just a scumbag, dirtbag. Get out of here. Go UFC fight. But AB, I know he loves this game. I know he respects this game. He works very hard, they say. I believe that. But does he have problems? Breaking news that just came out, people. Breaking news. Antonio Brown, former trainer Brittany Taylor has accused him of assault on three separate occasions, 2017, 2018. First incident, June 20, 2017. AB exposed himself and kissed her without permission. Now, this is all information that I've gotten on ESPN, all right? ESPN website, all right? Just reading word for word, verbatim for what they posted. All right. Now, Antonio Brown, May 2018, forced her down on bed, pushed her face into mattress, and forcibly raped her. Those are two separate occasions. The other incident, don't really want to talk about that. It's not on this show. Now, the rape part was worse than the other thing, but I just don't want to talk about the other thing. But it's not looking good for you, and this song explains it. This is what's going to happen. Trying to find the motive. It ain't getting closer. You can try to run, but you can't hide. AB, they're coming for you. Woo, you're getting locked up, boy. And they won't let you out. If you're convicted of this, they won't let you out for a long time. And athletes, you need to start waking up. AB, this is all bad. AB, this is bad. And it just comes to show you, I'm not saying this is the case, but what I am saying, I'm not saying it's conspiracy, but what I am saying, it's kind of funny every time high profile people, high value people, people with a lot of money, people in the limelight, whenever they ruffle feathers or make certain people mad, reactions come. And I'm not saying this is this instant, this is what this is. But it's just, like Stephen A. Smith says, it gives me cause to pause. It's like, wait a minute, why now? 2017, 2018, now. I'm not speaking, I'm not saying it didn't happen, did happen. But I am saying the timing of this. He acted a clown to get himself out of Oakland Raiders. A day later or so, signed with New England Patriots. So he is a New England Patriot. Did that ruffle some feathers? Did people say, wait a minute, Tom Brady, you already killed the Pittsburgh Steelers 33-3. Now you got Antonio Brown? We can't let this happen. Wait a minute. Nuh-uh. You guys are cheating. Wait a minute. This is what that seems like to me. It doesn't seem like a setup. Now, to be clear, I read more information. The two parties didn't know each other from college, I believe. They knew each other, so I don't know if they had a relationship or not. But the things that he did was inexcusable and pathetic. And come on, we can't rock with that, AB. What are you doing? I don't understand. You guys got millions of dollars, and you guys do this weird stuff. I don't understand it. You got all this money. Go to a gentleman's club. Other stuff you can do. Even Big Ben has a history of exposing himself to reporters. Now, we're not excusing you, Big Ben. Don't try to run and hide. Try to show her you're Big Ben, huh? Okay. But Antonio Brown, you're in some trouble, and I hope this is not true. But this is the Real McCoy Sports Podcast Show, and this is Week 1 NFL 2019. And we'd love to have you on the Dream Podcast Network. Tune in next time to the next episode of NFL Week 2, where we'll be getting into all stuff new. Now, for all you criminals out there, especially AB, you better get used to this song, and this is how we're going to end this show. Au revoir. Adios. Hasta luego. The Real McCoy Sports Podcast Show on the Dream Podcast Network. When What you gonna do, Antonio, when the boys in blue come for you, brother? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You better get your stripes ready. And cup of noodles. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna... They don't got Instagram in the pizza. Because you're going to prison if you get convicted of this, boy. Woo! We love you! The Real McCoy Sports Podcast Show. The best show in the world. Tune in. Don't forget to tune in.